9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 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 That's Texas, home of George Strait, the king. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hard as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Them two-step queens will bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boys. just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Never meant that much to me. And how do I find that old familiar feeling? The one that carried me so many years ago. The fun was dominoes and seven up and Seagram's. Well, things were simple.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm critical. My neti bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Channel, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoenaed from misdemeanors. Dreamer, held back, sack. Loki still a deer, and I still shake a bull squat. Praying for my broke, got city on the come up. Shot that fucking Sosa. Shot my fucking fat trail. Shot my fucking Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleeping Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. Cause it's so crisp. The most brokest gold stockbroker when I solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent Oscar. Acid addict.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, I hear the voice of a preacher from the back room. Calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith to a broken down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better. While my friends were getting high and chasing girls down Parkway lines, I was losing my mind because the love, the love, the love, the love, the love that I gave wasted on a night.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
We welcome you back to Riders Field one last time in this six-game series between the San Antonio Missions and the Frisco Rough Riders. The Missions coming off of a win last night over the Rough Riders, snapping the Riders' three-game winning streak. They come in at 23-26 in the second half. The Rough Riders sitting at 27-23 here in the second half, and 71-48 overall. They look to get back in the win column before taking a six-game road trip on the road to the Royals affiliate, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. They will begin that series on Tuesday. Well, let's take a look at the pitching matchups. But before we do, let's introduce ourselves alongside the voice of the Riders, Zach Bigley. I'm Luke Maley here on the Riders pregame show. And it is Henry Baez, the number 7 prospect in the Padres organization, the right-hander making his second start of this series and his 6th start at the AA level. He is 3-0 with a 2.22 ERA across 28 and a third innings of work. He's given up 7 earned runs, striking out 20 and walking 9. He has been tagged with 4 home runs over that span, but he's been able to weather those storms. The Rough Riders on Tuesday snapped a 3-game streak for the 21-year-old from San Cristobal, Dominican Republic. He had gone 3 consecutive games, going at least 6 innings and allowing exactly 1 earned run. He went 5 on Tuesday and gave up 2 to the Rough Riders, but he was the winning pitcher, improving to 3-0 on the year. That was a game that Ben Anderson suffered the loss, dropping to 5-7. The Riders on the mound today will go with the left-hander in Cole Drake, making his second AA appearance and the first since back in April. That April start was one to forget, the AA debut for Cole Drake, but he looks to get back on track, and he's been excellent this year, looking to make a redemption start with the Rough Riders. He is 0-1 with an even 27 ERA. He gave up 4 earned runs across 1 1/3 in his AA debut. He struck out 3, and he only allowed 2 hits. One of them was a homer, but the big issue for him was the walk. 6 walks, but that hasn't been an issue for him over the course of the year. 19 games overall across 3 different levels here in AA with the Rough Riders, in Hickory with the Crawdads, and in Single A with the Down East Wood Ducks. He has gone 7-5 with a 2.48 ERA and has a whopping 131 strikeouts in 87 innings of work, and he's only walked 26. That's a 5.04 walk to strikeout ratio. So Cole Drake, when he fills up the zone, is mighty excellent. The 24-year-old from Orem, Utah, will be supported by friends and family here at Riders Field tonight, and he's excited to take the ball. So it's the left-hander Cole Drake taking on the number 7 prospect for the Padres and Henry Baez. We'll step aside here on the Riders pregame show. When we come back, you'll get the final part of our 3-part interview with Rough Riders catcher Cooper Johnson.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back on the Riders pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network. Over the last couple of nights, you've gotten parts 1 and 2 of our 3-part interview with Rough Riders catcher Cooper Johnson. In part 1, we talked about his time catching Jacob DeGrom on his rehab appearance. And last night, you heard about Cooper Johnson's power surge. Last night, he extended his hitting streak to 9 consecutive games. He's reached in 13 straight. Tonight, we talk about this catching room here for the Rough Riders in 2024. Cooper, at the deadline a couple weeks ago, one of your fellow catchers, Liam Hicks, was part of a deal with the Tigers. So kind of flip-flopping your past organization, do you stay in contact much with Hicksy right now?
Yeah, I probably talk to Hicksy 3-4 times a week. Tucker and a couple other players throughout the organization, along with Liam. We have a group chat. We had a group of us that lived together during spring training. Aaron Zavala. So we're pretty active in that group chat, and I keep in touch with Hicksy, just talking about at bats and approach stuff, and just talking baseball, but also just joking around, goofing off like we usually did when he was here. So, yeah, definitely keep in contact, and he's, you know, doing well over there, and I got absolutely no doubt that he will do great things in the Tigers org.
Love it. Tucker Mitchell, you mentioned him. He's now your partner in crime behind the dish. What have you seen out of him here early in his Double-A career? And I know that you guys have spent some time together in the past.
Well, Tucker's an excellent baseball player. He's a strong kid with a lot of good tools. You know, he can definitely stick it behind the plate. His hands, I've seen just a massive improvement with his hands from last year to this year. He's got a great arm, quick exchange. You know, everything's there tools-wise behind the dish. Smart baseball player. At the plate, he's just been, you know, crushing the ball, really, but he hasn't had he's ran into some bad luck, hitting balls hard, right at people. He's putting together good at bats. I've been trying to tell him, you know, just stick to the process. Don't get caught up in hits. Get caught up in hard contact. If you keep hitting the ball hard like you are, they're gonna fall eventually. Things will fall in your favor, so keep hitting the ball hard. But yeah, he's an excellent baseball player. He's an excellent teammate and an excellent, you know, human. So nothing but good things to say about Tucker, and definitely happy and lucky to share the field with him.
Well, that's Cooper Johnson on the pregame show. Coop, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
We're going to step aside here on the Riders Baseball Network. When we come back, we'll get to the starting lineups for tonight's matchup with the San Antonio Missions.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Back in Frisco, Texas at Riders Field, it's the final game of this 12-game homestand for the Frisco Rough Riders and the sixth and final game of this series against the Padres-affiliated San Antonio Missions. Let's get you set. First pitch just about 5 minutes away. The starting lineup for the San Antonio Missions tonight, it's Ray Patrick Gitter leading things off. He'll be the shortstop tonight. Juan Zavala about second. He'll do the catching. And batting third is the first baseman, Romeo Sanabria. Marcos Castagnon, the designated hitter, bats fourth, followed by Cole Cummings, the left fielder. Robert Perez Jr., the right fielder, will bat sixth. Batting seventh and playing center field is Joshua Mears. He's homered in back-to-back games. Lucas Dunn, the third baseman, back in the lineup and batting eighth after a night off, as is Anthony Villar rejoining the lineup, playing second base and batting ninth. Again for San Antonio, it is Ditter, Zavala's, Sanabria, Castagnon, Cummings, Perez Jr., Mears, Dunn, and Villar. On the other side, the Rough Riders in search of a series win, leading this series 3-2 over the Missions, a team that they've dominated over the course of this year. The Riders will line up under manager Carlos Cardoza as follows. Alejandro Osuna leads things up. He's the center fielder. Josh Hatcher bats second. He'll roam out in left field. Maximo Acosta, the second baseman, bats third. In the cleanup spot is Cody Freeman. He'll man the hot corner at third base. Abimelech Ortiz had the night off last night. He's back in the lineup, batting fifth and playing right field. Cooper Johnson has reached in 13 straight. He's hit in 9 straight. He'll do the catching for a second consecutive night and bat sixth. Gabriel Rodriguez, the shortstop, bats seventh. The designated hitter, Luis Mieses, rejoins the lineup in the eighth spot. And Tucker Mitchell, the first baseman, will round things out for the Rough Riders. Again, for Frisco, it is Osuna, Hatcher, Acosta, Freeman, Ortiz, Johnson, Rodriguez, Mieses, and Mitchell. Should be an exciting matchup. The right-hander Henry Baez takes the mound against the Rough Riders lineup. He's 3-0 with a 2.22 ERA. He goes against Cole Drake, making his Rough Riders home debut. The left-hander pitched back early in the season and struggled a little bit, but the 24-year-old from Orem, Utah, has turned in some high-quality numbers across three levels, 7-5 with a 2.48 ERA. And maybe the most impressive thing is the opposite of what we saw in the first start at the AA level for Drake. He issued six walks in just an inning and a third that first time at the AA level. But in his other 18 outings, 14 of those starts, he's issued just 20 walks and has racked up 131 strikeouts through those 87 innings of work. We'll step aside. When we come back, Zach Bigley joins us and takes us the first pitch here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets and two co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's a whole new type of ball game on September 6th at Riders Field for Dia de los Quesos, when the Rough Riders will transform into their alternate identity, Quesos de Frisco. As part of MLB's Copa de la Diversión program, the Riders will play as Quesos de Frisco for a third and final time on September 6th, presented by Baylor Scott & White Health. First pitch at 7:05, come on early for music, dancing, and more. See you on September 6th against the Wichita Wind Surge for Dia de los Quesos in Frisco. Get your tickets at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Josh Hatcher, a three-run walk-off homer.
Dives, and he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it, over the lazy river.
Gone!
The Riders have come storming back.
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions! Oh my goodness!
What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
Today, the Rough Riders finish out the series against the San Antonio Missions on a beautiful Sunday in Frisco, Texas. Hi, everybody, and we welcome you to Riders Field. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Cole Drake, a young man who grew up about 25 minutes from here in Sachse, Texas, came out to Riders Field a few days ago, and it was the first time he'd ever been out to Riders Field in here in Frisco. But today, he makes his home debut for the Rough Riders in his second career AA start in this series finale. With a win, the Rough Riders win the series as they come in 71-48, the best record in the Texas League. The Missions at 9 games under 500 overall and 3 games under 500 in the second half. Ray Patrick Ditter, the right-handed batter, faces the lefty Cole Drake. And the first pitch of the game is popped up right side, foul ground. Mitchell over onto the warning track, and he makes the catch right in front of the tarp. One pitch, one out, and the home debut for Drake. And we're underway at 6:06, just 1 minute tardy
on what is a very beautiful but warm day for baseball. 96 degrees, it feels like, of 99. Sunshine up above, 7-mile-an-hour winds, lazily blowing out to left field with 14-mile-an-hour gusts. Drake rocks in, and he fits it to the top of the zone for a called strike. It's 0-1 on Juan Zabala, the catcher, who's just 1-for-7 in this series so far. Drake pitches home. A line drive out to shallow right field. Ortiz coming in a couple steps. He's under it, and there are two away. Three pitches, two outs for Drake. And Romeo Sanabria stands in now. Drake, a native of Orem, Utah, but grew up here in Texas. He's currently staying with his folks out in Sachse and has a lot of friends and family here tonight to watch his home debut. This season began the season in low A down east and then came up for a spot start, his second start of the season with the Rough Riders. First pitch. Fastball just outside at 93, and it's 1-ball-and-0-strikes on Sanabria. The 24-year-old, 6'5", 220 pounds. And the left-hander deals in. On the outside corner for a strike, it's 1-1. With the Rough Riders in that spot start in Arkansas, he went just a third, or an inning and a third, I should say. 1-1 is just outside. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. In that inning and a third, he allowed 4 runs on 2 hits and 6 walks, which is a career high for the left-hander. 2-1 pitch. Flicked foul out of play down the left field line. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes on Sanabria. So Drake looks for a much better start here in start number 2 in AA. And boy, has he been pitching well at the lower levels. 2-2. There's a line drive over third and into left field. And Sanabria goes the opposite way. He's now 8-for-16 in this series. 2-out single, and Marcos Castagnone stands in. Drake has had an incredible season, striking out a ton of batters this year. His 38% strikeout rate and 131 strikeouts both rank first among Rangers farmhands this year. 10 appearances at low A, 8 starts at high A, and his second here in double A. First pitch to Castagnone is a check swing roller foul down the right side. It's 0-1. Drake's strikeout to walk ratio at about 5 is 4th in the Texas Rangers organization. He struck out only 26 all, or excuse me, walked only 26 all season, and 6 of them came in one start. The pitch is a swing and a miss, and a nasty changeup below the zone, and it's 0-2. The left-hander works with a 4-pitch mix, fastball, cutter, curveball, and changeup. Elevates that fastball well. It's a 4-seamer. Castagnone calls for time. 2 outs, 0-2, runner at first. Cole Cummings waiting on deck. Here's the stretch. Drake looking over at first base, third base side of the rubber, and the pitch just comes up high off of Johnson's mitt, rolling out towards the middle of the field, and it's 1-ball-and-2-strikes. Defense behind Cole Drake today for the Rough Riders. It's Josh Hatcher in left, Alejandro Osuna in center, and Abimelech Ortiz at right field today. Cody Freeman and Caber Rodriguez make up the left side of the infield. Max Acosta and Tucker Mitchell on the right side, and Cooper Johnson catches Cole Drake. He actually caught him all the way back in April as well. Those two working together for the second time. The pitch. There's a ground ball weakly hit foul down the third baseline. And it's still 1-ball-and-2-strikes. Drake was drafted out of Walters State Community College in Tennessee in the 11th round in 2022 by the Rangers and already making it up here to AA. 1-2. Outside with a changeup, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pull side shift on the infield. Left-hander looks over the top of his glove out towards first base in the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Cole Drake with a strikeout to complete his first start here at Riders Field. It's a scoreless first inning. Bottom of the first next. Riders to the plate against Henry Baez after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Into the bottom of the first inning, Alejandro Osuna leads it off for the Rough Riders. 0-0 our score. Henry Baez, the right-hander, goes to work against the left-handed batter, who's 7-for-20 in the series, with a home run. First offering on the way. He fits it over the heart of the plate with a 94-mile-an-hour sinker, and it's 0-1. Osuna, a 305 hitter this season for the Rough Riders with 4 homers and 20 RBIs. 0-1, just below the zone, and it's 1-1. Osuna and the Rough Riders facing Henry Baez for the third time this year and the second time in this series. He lifts the leg and pitches. It's fouled away down the left side, 1-2. Baez has allowed just 3 runs across 11 and a third innings in his 2 starts against the Rough Riders. And earlier this series on Tuesday, he allowed just 2 runs over 5 innings flat as the pitch is high and it's 2-2. One of those is solo homer by Cooper Johnson. Johnson hitting 6th in the order today. Right-hander shakes no at the sign he gets from Zabala. He likes the other and the 2-2. That whittles its way inside, and it's 3-2 on the Frisco center fielder. Osuna has been an incredible table setter for the Rough Riders, especially as of late. Baez looks over the top of his glove, and he flicks it home. There's a line drive looped foul down the left field line over the Rough Riders' bullpen. And it's 3-2, and whether it's driving up pitch counts early on or picking up extra base hits in the first inning, he's done everything well. In the first inning this year, hitting .333 for the Rough Riders. 3-2, there's a hard grounder right to second base. Villar up with it, and the catcher slash second baseman throws out Osuna, 1-1.
Yeah, long at bat there from Osuna. He got to see some pitches against Henry Baez, and that's going to help as the night goes on. But that one there, as you mentioned, a hard hit ground ball, 108 off the bat. Look for Osuna to do some good things against Baez the second and third time through.
Here's the wind back in the pitch. Swinging a hard ground ball. That's up the middle into center off of Josh Hatcher's bat. And he's got himself a one-out single here in the first, attacking the first offering from Henry Baez. So 108 and 100, the first two exit velocities from the Rough Riders' bats on this Sunday evening. Max Acosta stands in now. Acosta, the right-handed batter. Baez readies from the stretch and the offering hit. There's a hard ground ball to the left side. Pass to diving Lucas Dunn to his left, out into left field. Hatcher moves up to second. Back-to-back first pitch singles for the Riders. And another hard hit baseball on the ground.
Well, the Rough Riders not wasting any time against Henry Baez. Three hard hit balls. Cody Freeman stands in now. Freeman just 4-for-20 in this series. One of those hits a home run. Two of them doubles. I was talking earlier today saying, got to try to break out of this little funk I've been in on the offensive side. Here's the stretch and the pitch on the way to Freeman. He takes down and in on the changeup, and it's one ball and no strikes. There is no better time than right now here in the first inning to break out of that funk. Freeman over his last 39 games just hitting .242, in his last 20 games in the month of August hitting just .215. 1-0. There's a curveball low and away, and it's two balls and no strikes. And a player who usually has a very high slugging percentage and a high OPS in those last 20 games, just a .617 OPS. Remember, the average is around at .720. 2-0. There's a pop-up left side. Foul ground back behind the plate. Zavala watches it go into the seats. A foul ball, and it's two balls and one strike on the Frisco, the third baseman. Defense behind Henry Baez for the Missions here in the first inning looks like this. It's Cole Cummings in left, Joshua Mears in center, and Robert Perez is the right fielder. Lucas Dunn has third, Ray Patrick Ditter at shortstop, Anthony Villar at second base, Romeo Sanabria at first, and Juan Zavala does the catching. Offering in, swing and a miss, and a good curveball, and it's two balls and two strikes. Hatcher at second, Acosta at first. And time called, Zavala goes out and we'll have a chat. Villar up on the mound talking with them as well. Rough Riders fell last night, snapping a three-game winning streak in this series. 9-3 the final score. Missions really made it a little bit uglier than the final score might indicate, even as they went up 7-1 after four innings. They put the game to bed early, and the Rough Riders scored a run in the seventh and a run in the ninth to make it a little bit more close. They would love to have a big offensive day. Scored 10 runs on 11 hits the day prior. 2-2 here to Freeman. Breaking ball, ground ball out to shortstop. Ditter's got it onto second for one, and Villar dropped the baseball. So what should have been an inning-ending 6-4-3 double play instead is a fielder's choice that goes 6-4, and the Rough Riders are given a second chance in this first inning. Well, Freeman aboard at first. There's no error assessed on the play. And here's Abimelech Ortiz. Villar will probably tell you he's got to turn that double play, just drop the ball on the transfer. First pitch to Ortiz on the way. There's a ground ball foul down the right side, and it's 0-1. So if a run scores, it will be an earned run against Baez, but one that you can probably chalk up and say it should be out of this inning. Riders trying to take advantage now. Abby 3-for-13 in the series of the homer, the pitch. He takes up and away with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's one ball and one strike. Abby with 10 home runs this season. 9 of them have been at Riders Field. 1-1 offering. There's a high fly ball out to right field and shallow. Perez jogging in. The right fielder is under it, staring up into the high blue sky. He makes the catch and ends the inning. So the Riders get a couple hits, but nothing to show for it on the offensive side. And they leave two on the base paths. We go to the top of the second. Nothing-nothing our score between the Riders and the Missions here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat. But you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Top two in Frisco on this Sunday afternoon going into evening. Cole Drake allowed a base runner in the first, but picked up his first Rough Riders home strikeout, ending the inning. He faces 5, 6, and 7, Cole Cummings, Robert Perez Jr., and Joshua Mears in the second. Cummings, a left-handed batter against the southpaw, and Drake fires. He fits it just outside, 1-0. It's been a while since we've talked about Cole Drake. It's been since April, in fact. He has certainly been up to a lot since then. 1-0. And that's on the outside corner for a strike with a fastball, 1-1. He was, of course, a native here of Sachse, Texas, where he grew up. He moved here when he was 10. There's a line drive right at third, and Cody Freeman makes the catch. Soft liner off the end of the bat. And Cole Cummings lines out to third base. One down, and here's Robert Perez Jr. Cole Drake went to Wiley High School here locally. Began his collegiate career at Arkansas Tech, then at San Joaquin Delta College in Stockton, California. The pitch. That's on the inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. And then spent his final two seasons at Walter State Community College in Tennessee. He peels into his wine in the 0-1. And that one dips into the dirt on a changeup. And it's 1-1. One of the reasons why he's been advanced here up to AA so quickly, one, because he's pitched so well this year, and he's deserved it. The pitch. Hums just inside, and it's 2-1. And the other is because he was a 4-year college guy. He's 24 years old, pitching in his first full minor league season. 2-1 is a check swing and a miss, and it's now 2-2 and a high fastball. I should say second full professional season after making 14 appearances in 2023 and not pitching after 2022 when he was drafted. This season, he has been phenomenal. He rocks into his wine. The 2-2 is on the inside corner. Got him looking. Upper edge with a fastball. And Cole Drake has his second strikeout. Two outs, and here's power-hitting center fielder Joshua Mears. Just a perfectly located fastball on the upper edge, painting the inside corner. And the first pitch to Mears is outside, 1-0. Drake, as mentioned, a strikeout expert. 131 strikeouts, the most among the Rangers organization. As this pitch is a swing and a miss at a high fastball, and it's 1-1. But he has been much more than that. A 208 batting average against this season, top five among the Rangers organization. The offering, that's fouled straight back, and he's ahead 1-2 now with two outs and the bases clear and a scoreless second. Is 2.48 ERA this season as a whole. And is also top five in the order. 1-2. That slips outside, missing with the cutter. It's 2-2. Left-hander looks in. He's got his sign in the 2-2. Check swing, and he did not go on a fastball inside. 3-2. Very close pitch. He's run full to Mears, who has two homers in this series. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Three punch outs through two innings for Cole Drake. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Bottom two next. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Kamar Rocker, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
We're to the last of the second inning. The Rough Riders and the Missions, 0-0 our score. Cooper Johnson making his way to the plate to lead things off, followed by Kaber Rodriguez and Luis Mieses. Johnson, a home run off Baez in a Tuesday's game. He has two homers in this series. He homered on both Tuesday and Thursday. Baez shakes off the first sign he gets from Zabala and now fires home. Fastball just high, a check swing, and he didn't offer at it. It's one ball and no strikes on Johnson. Frisco has seen a wonderful resurgence from Johnson on the offensive side. The offering just slips off the outside corner, and it's two balls and no strikes. His base hit, producing an RBI yesterday in the ninth inning, extended his hitting streak to 9 games now. 2-0. That's outside. 3 balls and no strikes. A .313 hitter over this hitting streak with a couple homers, 3 doubles. His last 27 games, an over .950 OPS. The pitch, that's on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 3-1. And for a player like Cooper Johnson, OPS is really the perfect stat to dictate the type of player that he is offensively. 3-1, that's high for ball four because of that. Johnson earns the walk, leading things off here in the second. 0-0 our score. Johnson is a good on-base player, but he's a very good slugging percentage player, and so his OPS is a better indication of how good he's been offensively this year than batting average. He is never going to be a high batting average player, but he says he always is trying to do damage at the plate, and so damage is slugging percentage. The offering, that's a foul ball on the ground by Kaber Rodriguez and off of Zabala behind the plate. 0-1. 14 doubles, 11 home runs in 64 games this year for Cooper Johnson. He knows his role, and that's to catch a good game, have a good relationship with the pitchers on this organization, and try to slug, and he's done a great job of that. The 0-1. Rodriguez grounds it hard to third. Castagnon's got it, Dunn on to second for one, and the throw to first is in time. It's a 5-4-3 double play. So just like that, the bases are clear for the Rough Riders offensively, and Luis Mieses stands in now. Rough Riders have had a knack over the last couple games at hitting it hard at infielders. The Missions turned 2 double plays yesterday. They almost turned one in the first inning today, but they do successfully turn it in the second. Here's Luis Mieses now, 2 outs, bases clear, no score. Mieses 3-for-12 in the series. First pitch to the bottom of the zone with a fastball at 95. It's 0-1. Miesi's still hitting .315 in his first 19 games of the Riders. Over 800 OPS. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball off the outside corner. It's 0-2. It was last week that Miesi's had a two-homer game, including a walk-off homer. Baez rocks in. There's a flare over third down the line, and it drops in just foul. It's still 0-2. Designated hitter today, Miesi's, the usual outfielder. Aaron Zavala getting the day off today. Even though he's been the hottest hitter in this series for the Rough Riders with 8 hits. 0-2 on the way. Fouled out of play down the left side. Still 0-2. Riders will be on the road starting on Tuesday, taking on Northwest Arkansas. Six-game series. 0-2. Swinging a foul back into Zabala's glove. He hangs on for strike three. Baez with his first strikeout, and the inning is over in the second. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Nothing our score to the top of the third, where Luke Bailey has your play-by-play when we return on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase 2 tickets for the game, get 2 Dallas Stars preseason tickets and 2 co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Yeah. Hi, it's Alex DeGody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride. Any bills you can't front, her parents
paid it. Cole Drake retoes the rubber for the top of the third. Still a scoreless ball game, and his first pitch to Lucas Dunn runs just a bit downstairs at 92 miles an hour for ball one. Drake has been pretty efficient, ready to throw pitch number 30. He gets a bouncing ball on the right side off the facing of the first base dugout, even at a ball and a strike on the Mission's third baseman. Drake has picked up back-to-back strikeouts. He has 3 overall as there's one rocketed but fouled on the left field line. And Drake is in control, a ball and 2 strikes on Lucas Dunn, who enjoyed a night off last night. He has played in 2 games in this series, the first of which when he came on in the bottom of the first inning defensively for Robbie Tanerowitz, who in his first trip to the dish was hit in the helmet and then taken out of the game. Lefty kicks and fires, and a check swing. They say he didn't go. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tanerowitz has missed the entirety of this series after just that one trip to the plate. 2-2, taken, and just missed outside. Drake didn't get the call, and the count runs full. Left-hander peering over his black glove. Now into the windup and the pitch. A foul ball on the right side in the air. It'll find its way into the seats. So we'll do the 3-2 all over again. Pitch on its way. Line drive left field. Hatcher ranges back, and he reaches above his ball cap to snare it out of the air. 100 miles an hour off the bat, but nothing to show for it for Lucas Dunn. He becomes the initial out of the top of the third. Josh Hatcher's been a line drive magnet defensively over the last couple of days. Last night making a run-saving diving catch at first base. As Anthony Villar watches a called strike, fastball in the upper third of the strike zone. And then there for Hatcher, a line drive out there in left field. 0-1 is shot foul off to the left side, and it's quickly nothing and two. Mentioned Drake had a bit of a rocky double-A debut. The 0-2 tapped a bouncing ball up the middle. Gabriel Rodriguez has it and fires just above Tucker Mitchell's head in time for the out. Anthony Villar, the last to face Cole Drake. The first trip through the order. It comes the second out, and Ray Patrick Ditter gets his second look at the left-hander. And Cole Drake here this evening has been fantastic. His first offering on the way, and it misses down and into the right-handed hitting shortstop. Ditter saw just one pitch in his first plate appearance. He fouled out to Tucker Mitchell at first base. The 1-0, taking a called strike. Fastball on the outer edge. Ray Patrick Ditter has found himself in a couple of different spots defensively. He's the shortstop today after playing second last night. Also in the lineup, the 1-1. Check swing, and they appeal down. No, he did not, says Trevor Matthews. 2-1 advantage for Ditter. Ditter batted eighth last night. We've seen him in the leadoff spot as well in the series, as he is tonight. He shoots one high in the air down the right field line. Ortiz ranging over in fair ground. He's there to make the grab. And it's a 1-2-3. Top of the third for Cole Drake. Make it three scoreless frames in his home debut for the Rough Riders. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Rough Riders coming up in the bottom of the third in a scoreless game here on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Tucker Mitchell opens up the bottom of the third against Henry Baez. Baez, the right-hander, peering over his black glove, and he's ready to get the bottom of the third underway. His first offering to Tucker Mitchell called a strike at the bottom of the zone. Mitchell still in search of his first hit in this series. He had last night off, although he has played in two games prior to tonight. And he watches a called strike on the outer edge, again with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Nothing in two. Tucker Mitchell is 0-for-5 in this set, but he has reached three times, two walks and a hit by pitch. He's also scored a pair of runs. 0-2 to the right-handed hitting first baseman, and he hits one high in the air, but playable in center field for Joshua Mears. He's there to make the grab. A one trip through the order for the Rough Riders, and they've managed no runs on two hits. They have picked up a base runner in every inning to this point against Henry Baez, who's making his second start in this six-game series and his third appearance against the Rough Riders on the year. That was Alejandro Osuna, and the first pitch is tapped foul down the first baseline. Osuna grounded out to second base his first time up, but he had a long at-bat against Baez and then ended up grounding out to second on a ball hit at 108 miles an hour off the bat. The 0-1, swing and a tapper back to the screen. And it's quickly nothing in two. Osuna is 7 for 21 in this series. He's homered. He's picked up a triple. He's also scored four times. 0-2. Taken downstairs for ball one. 1-2 the count on the left-handed hitting center fielder. For the Rough Riders, Osuna has been quite the find. Right-hander kicks and fires, and Osuna is down on strikes. Swing and a miss, and it's the second strikeout for Henry Baez. So Osuna drops to 0 for 2 today, but at the top of the card, he has been excellent for the Rough Riders. And the Riders were left without really a leadoff man after the departure of Kellen Strom. And Strom and Osuna would have made a tremendous 1-2 punch as Hatcher fouls the first offering back to the screen. But he has filled the role that Kellen Strom held down over the course of this year and years past for the Riders. Josh Hatcher singled his last time up. He awaits the 0-1. A pitch on its way, and it glides upstairs, even at a ball and a strike. Hatcher now 3 for 11 in the series. He missed the first couple of games of this set with an ankle injury. Now playing in his fourth game tonight. The 1-1. Just missed outside. Hatcher hops ahead, 2-1. Josh Hatcher leading the Rough Riders qualified hitters in average at 296 after his first inning single. The 2-1. Soft roller back towards the hill, and Baez plays it on a hoppy, underhands to first base, and it's a 1-2-3 inning. Back-to-back 1-2-3 frames for Henry Baez, and he's through three scoreless. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go top four. Still scoreless here from Riders Field on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
Time of the fourth inning, still scoreless. Alongside the voice of the Riders, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley. And it's the left-hander Cole Drake still on the hill for the Riders. And his first pitch has popped up on the infield. Cody Freeman crashing down from third, but it's Cooper Johnson, the catcher, behind the plate. He's there to make the grab. Juan Zabala is out on just one pitch to open up the top of the fourth. And Cole Drake has found his groove. He retired the first two batters he faced, gave up a two-out single to Romeo Sanabria, and then has sat everybody down since. And steps Sanabria now. Still alone to reach against the left-hander. Drake's first offering on the way. Take you to called strike. And on the outer half of the plate. That time with the curveball. Next offering misses just beneath the zone, not by much. Even at a ball and a strike. Shadows beginning to creep. The pitch just missed. Yet again, not by much. A bit of a tight zone by Nate Diedrich here in the early goings of this contest. 2-1 advantage for Sanabria, who has terrorized the Rough Riders in this series. And he watches outside. And he has himself a 3-1 advantage. For Sanabria, he went 1-for-2 last night, but he walked four times. And the 3-1 misses outside, and Sanabria works himself a walk. The first walk issued by Cole Drake. It comes with one away here in the fourth.
Sanabria is a walk machine. He walked four times yesterday, and a walk today makes it a whopping 9 walks in this 6-game series.
Unbelievable. And last night, the only time he was out, he reached on a fielder's choice and ended up coming around to score a run. He stands at first. Here's Marcus Castagnon, who gets out in front of the first offering and hits it down the left field line. Hatcher looking up, and he'll watch it fall into the Rough Riders' bullpen. Foul ball. Sanabria, the only man to reach against Drake here this evening, and he's done it twice. A single and a walk. He stands at first. Marcos Castagnon struck out to end the first inning against the left-hander. Pitch home, wave and a miss. It's nothing in two. Good-looking changeup off the plate to the right-handed hitting designated hitter. Castagnon has 7 hits and 21 trips to the plate in this series, 2 of them for extra bases, including a home run. And he asks for time here. He's granted it. Cole Cummings stands on deck. Lefty kicks and fires. The 0-2 hit high in the air out towards center field. Osuna behind the baseball now trots in, and he's there to make the grab. Castagnon flies out to center field and becomes the second out of this top of the fourth inning. Cole Cummings will dig in. Cummings had himself quite the night last night. He set a career high with 5 RBI, joining Ray Patrick Ditter, Romeo Sanabria, and Brandon Valenzuela to notch 5 RBI this year in one game as he waves and misses, that being for San Antonio on the year. And it likely should have been more if it wasn't for Josh Hatcher making a diving effort at first base. Pitch home, and it runs down and away, that time with the curveball. Hatcher laid out to his right. It would have been extra bases, and it came with 2 outs, so the runners were going on contact, and the bases were full. So we're talking at least 7 RBI, if not 8, for Cole Cummings. Does Hatcher not make that snag as he shoots one to left center field? Osuna ranging into the alleyway alongside Hatcher, but it's the center fielder Osuna who's there to haul it in. Back-to-back flyouts to center field, and 3 outs in the air for Cole Drake. Get him through 4 scoreless innings. It's no runs on no hits, no errors, and 1 stranded. We go bottom 4, still scoreless on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, I want to highlight a new team partner.
I'm proud to announce that USAA is now the official military appreciation partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. USAA was founded in 1922, and more than 100 years later, they continue their commitment to serving the military community and their families. On behalf of the Rough Riders and USAA, we'd like to thank all military families for your service and sacrifice.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here to talk to you about water filtration. Unfiltered water in your home is no joke. Did you know tap water can shorten the life of your pipes and, even worse, be dangerous to your family's health? Our Punctual plumbers can install a whole home system that filters water before it enters your pipes. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 to request an appointment.
Go with the flow, the local pros. Call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Independently owned and operated. Licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Max Amoah-Costa, Cody Freeman, and Abimelech Ortiz, the 3-2 up against Baez. Baez threw three scoreless frames on 40 pitches, and his first pitch here in the fourth misses downstairs, a breaking ball to Max Amoah-Costa, the second baseman. Acosta singled his first trip up. He's now 5-for-16 in this series. The next pitch glides a bit inside on Acosta. It's two balls and no strikes. Max picked up his second double of the series last night in the ninth inning. Later came around to score. He chops one on the ground, left side. Dunn backing up, loves it, and fires high to first. But Sanabria able to reach skyward and haul it out of the air. So Max Amoah-Costa becomes the first out of the bottom of the fourth. Still in search of our first run. Three total hits between the two teams. The Rough Riders possess two of them. And they both came in the first inning where the Rough Riders couldn't manage to score but picked up two hits and left two aboard the base paths. Baez rocks in to Cody Freeman and the first offering called a strike. 94 with a fastball in the upper part of the strike zone. Freeman grounded into a 6-4 fielder's choice that likely should have been a double play ball his last trip up. And he watches a called strike on the outer edge. That time 95 with a fastball. Nothing in two on Freeman, who has struck out six times across five games in this series. He's 4-for-21 overall. One of those hits being a home run. The 0-2. Misses way outside and skips to the backstop. Looked like Baez reached back for a little extra, and he got it, but a point of release a bit too late. 1-2 on the right-handed hitting third baseman. The pitch on its way. Freeman fouls it back to the screen. That time 97 at the top of the zone. The hardest pitch thrown by Baez here tonight. One, two. Freeman takes down and away. Evens things at two balls and two strikes. I mentioned the home run for Cody Freeman. It was his 14th of the year, setting a new career high for the Riders' everyday third baseman. Baez shakes. Now he's on the same page in the 2-2. Inside, and that one caught Freeman. 96 with a fastball, and it got Cody Freeman. And he appears to be okay. He'll trot down to first base. And the Riders have a one-out base runner for Abimelech Ortiz. Watching the replay, just got inside and just glanced Freeman like it caught him on the front elbow. Luckily, he didn't catch the brunt of it as it just glanced him and ended up in Zabala's mitt. Here's Abimelech Ortiz. He flew out his last trip up against the right-hander. As Freeman dances at first, the offering comes home and a bouncing ball right side, but in foul ground. And it's 0-1.
Ortiz has been extremely patient at the plate over this homestand. Had a tough two-week road trip in San Antonio as well as Midland, but has turned it on here over the last couple of weeks in this ballpark. The 0-1 on its way. Hit high in the air out towards left center field. Cummings at the track. He watches, and it is gone! Abimelech Ortiz. Home run number 11. And the Riders are out in front. 2-0 Frisco on the long ball from Ortiz. What a swing. 104 off the bat. A whopping 426 feet. Got a fastball on the outer part of the plate, and Ortiz went with the pitch. Boy, does he possess power to all fields. His 11th homer of the year, and the Riders lead 2-0. Here's Cooper Johnson, who hammers one deep to left, but it'll twist foul. Johnson got out in front of a pitch in on his hands, an elevated changeup. Hammered at 102 off the bat, but couldn't keep it fair. The 0-1. And Johnson watches a called strike. 96 with a fastball that time, and he finds himself behind, nothing in two. Johnson walked in his first trip to the plate. That stretched his on-base streak to 14 consecutive games. The 0-2, in on the hands, and a foul ball back out of play. Another 0-2 offering, and Johnson tried to hold up the swing, but he went around. Fooled on a breaking ball off the plate, and Baez has strikeout number 3. Solid work from the right-hander after allowing the two-run homer to Ortiz to come back, fire inside the strike zone, and pick up his third K. Gabriel Rodriguez in from the right side. He bounced into a double play his last trip, and he watches inside for ball one with a changeup. Well, that double play by Rodriguez, the third in the last two games for the Riders, and also the 83rd overall on the year, as he hits one up the middle towards the second baseman, Villar, who collects and fires in front of Ortiz, inning over. But the Riders do strike for two runs. It comes on one hit, a two-run bomb by Abimelech Ortiz. No errors and nobody left on in the frame. After four, it's the Rough Riders 2. The Mission's nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White, the Heart Hospital Plano, is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital. Howdy, Rough Riders fans. Are plumbing problems throwing you a curveball? Knock it out of the park with Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, the exclusive plumbing partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. We share a commitment to patriotism and excellence. In fact, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Step up to the plate and get our double deal. No trip charge plus $50 off any plumbing repair. Don't strike out with subpar service. Text Book It to 833-201-1776. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing will have your home running smoother than a well-executed double play.
This is Dane Acker, and let's give back to the game.
Cole Drake is back on the hill. It's Zach Bigley back on the mic.
All right. Thanks, Luke. We go to the top of the fifth inning. Riders have scored some runs. We have some runs in this ballgame. A two-run homer by Abimelech Ortiz. It's 2-0 Rough Riders. Robert Perez Jr. leads it off. Joshua Mears to follow. And then Lucas Dunn against Cole Drake, a left-hander who is certainly making a good impression in his first Rough Riders start here at home this year. First pitch. That's fouled away back behind home. It's 0-1. Perez struck out looking in the second. Drake so far has 55 pitches through four innings. He has struck out three. He looks over the top of his glove in the 0-1. That's just outside, and it's one ball and one strike. In the most recent rankings, he slots in as the number 21 prospect in the Rangers organization. The pitch. That's fouled away down the right side, and it's one ball and two strikes. And he has certainly lived up to that billing. A lot of strikeouts coming into this start, and today it's been just really good command. 1-2. That's low off the outside corner with the change, and it's two balls and two strikes. Only one walk was to Romeo Sanabria, who's still the only man to reach against him. 2-2 home. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Went with a changeup down and in this time to the right-hander. He strikes out Perez. It's his fourth strikeout. There's Joshua Mears. Right-handed batter. Drake fires. Changeup, swing and a miss. It's 0-1. Really good left-hander throwing a really good changeup. Reminds you of a guy who used to pitch here for the Rough Riders. 0-1. Swing and a miss on another good changeup. It's 0-2. By the name of Cole Reagans. They have similar builds as well. 6'5". Drake doesn't throw quite as hard as Reagans does. Will be in the upper 90s and even touch triple digits. 0-2. Changeup, swing and a miss, strike three. Back-to-back K as he dispatches Amir's with three straight changeups. Five strikeouts for Cole Drake, and Lucas Dunn stands in now. Boy, that changeup. Just dazzling batters diving below the zone. And here's Lucas Dunn, who lined out to left his first trip, the pitch. That's down to the dirt, missing with a breaking ball. It's one ball and no strikes. Dunn just 1-for-8 in this series, the former Louisville Cardinal. Rough Riders leading it 2-0. Now, the difference between Cole Drake now versus the Cole Drake we saw in April is just incredible. 1-0. That's high with a fastball, and it's two balls and no strikes. You could almost sense a nervous energy around him when he came up the Rough Riders in April and made that spot start with six walks. 2-0. There's a fly ball lifted into right field straight away. Ortiz is under it, jogging in, and he's there to make the catch for the final out of the fifth inning. He's retired the last five, and another 1-2-3 inning for Cole Drake. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Bottom five next. Frisco 2 and San Antonio nothing on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Rough Riders carry a 2-0 advantage into the home half of the fifth inning. Frisco with a 2-run home run from Abimelech Ortiz in the fourth. Luis Miesi's the first batter, and he swings at the first pitch. A slow chopper on two hops to second. Villar's got it. Tosses off balance to first in time. One away. One pitch, one out for Baez in the fifth inning, who's thrown well. Just that really tough one to Ortiz, going to the opposite way from his perspective. Tucker Mitchell bats now for the Riders. Flying out to center his first trip on an 0-2 pitch. Baez squares his shoulders just offset of home. The pitch. A check swing roller up the first baseline. Baez has got it, and he underhands to first in time. Kind of tough luck there for Mitchell. A check swing on a pitch that nearly hit him, and it ends up just rolling down the first baseline. An easy play for Baez. Two down, and here's Alejandro Osuna. Nothing Mitchell could do. Just trying to get out of the way. Ball just hit his bat. Alejandro Osuna at the top of the card now, third time through. He's 0 for 2 with a ground out and a strikeout. And the pitch is down and in. One ball and no strikes. Osuna's ground out, though, in the first inning was 108 miles an hour off the bat. Just crushed, but on the ground. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That's over the heart of the plate. Called strike. And it's one ball and one strike now on Osuna. Baez deals. There's a fly ball lifted down the line. This one sending Cummings back. And just shy of the warning track. He's there to put it away and end the side. Riders go down quietly 1-2-3. We go to the top of the sixth inning next. Cole Drake back to the hill. Riders leading 2-0. We'll have some trivia for you next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We're at the top of the sixth inning. The Rough Riders a 2-0 advantage over San Antonio. 9-1-2 due up for the Missions against Cole Drake, who has struck out 5 through 5 shutout innings in his Riders Field debut. The left-hander looks in at Anthony Villar and kicks in the first pitch. That's pop foul back behind home to our left, and it's 0-1. All right, Luke, it's time for some trivia.
Let's do it.
We are shaking it up a little bit today. And we're still going off this day in baseball history, as we usually do. The 0-1. There's a liner foul to the left side, and it's 0-2. But it's going to be a little bit funky. So it was on this date back in 1965 that Moonlight Graham passed away. Do you know that name by chance?
I do not.
Okay, so Moonlight Graham is very famous for having played in just one MLB game. The pitch is low and outside. It's 1-2. He played one game for the New York Giants back in 1905, but never had an at-bat.
Okay.
Ended up getting hurt. The 1-2. There's a ground ball back up the box. Rodriguez to his left. The shortstop from shallow center fires to first and gets him one away. Top of the order now, Ray Patrick Ditter. The reason you might know Moonlight Graham's name is because he was played by Burt Lancaster in the movie Field of Dreams, the doctor, Moonlight Graham, who was able to go out and play. So because of that, and because he was the star of Field of Dreams, that's part of our trivia. First pitch to Ditter is flicked foul to the right side. It's 0-1. Based on a list put together by Bleacher Report, can you name the top 10 fictional baseball player characters in baseball movies? If you name the movie and then kind of like tell me about the character but don't know their name, that's okay. There's a changeup for a strike on the outside edge. It's 0-2.
What about Wild Thing?
Wild Thing's number 2.
Okay.
From Major League, Rick Vaughn. 0-2. Changeup grounded foul to the left side. Still 0-2. I will tell you, he's not the only character from Major League on this list. 0-2. That's high, and it's 1-2.
How about the, well, what is his name? The kid from Rookie of the Year. Henry Rowengarner?
He is not on this list, but that's a good guess, as this pitch misses down and in on the breaking ball. 2-2.
I'm trying to think.
We actually had the actor who played Henry Rowengarner out at the ballpark last year.
Really? Yeah. That's pretty neat.
2-2 is low and outside. 3-2 on Ditter with one out here in the top of the sixth inning. 2-0. Looking for the top 10 baseball characters, fictional characters in media, according to a list by Bleacher Report. 3-2. On the inside corner. Got him looking. Cole Drake with his sixth strikeout. Two down. Perfectly located fastball on the inner edge.
There has to be someone from Bull Durham on this list.
There is, yes. First pitch to Juan Zabala is high, and it's 1-0.
Nuke on it?
Yep, Nuke LaLouche. He is number 7. 1-0. There's a high pop-up on the right side of the infield. A coast to the second baseman is under it, and he puts it away. Another three-up, three-down inning for Cole Drake. He's retired the last 8 he's seen. And the Rough Riders are cruising here through 6 innings. They lead 2-0 into the bottom of the 6th, where we'll continue trivia on the Riders Baseball Network. Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims.
As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
This is Kamar Rocker, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
We're to the home half of the sixth inning. The Rough Riders, a 2-0 lead over San Antonio. Josh Hatcher starts it for Frisco against Henry Baez. First pitch. That's outside, 1-0. All right, we're in the midst of trivia right now, looking for the top 10 baseball player characters, fictional ones, in movies. As there's an offering home and a fly ball hammered out to center field. Mears going back, and just in front of the warning track, reaches up and makes the catch with a little bunny hop right at the end. So Hatcher hit it well, but flies out to center field, one away for Max Acosta. And Luke has been doing some brainstorming. He's gotten Rick the Wild Thing Vaughn from Major League, Nuke LaLouche from Bull Durham, and, of course, Moonlight Graham from Field of Dreams is on there at number 8.
Show me Benny the Jet.
Benny the Jet Rodriguez from The Sandlot is number 5.
Okay.
First pitch to Acosta is a swing and a foul into Zabala's glove, 0-1.
Pedro Serrano.
Pedro Serrano from Major League is number 6. Missing 1, 3, 4, 9, and 10.
Oh, one has to be Roy Hobbs.
Roy right? Hobbs okay. From The Natural.
I completely blanked on. I'm writing a list of baseball movies over here and did not write The Natural.
Oh, one is low and away, and it's one ball and one strike. You got to have Roy Hobbs number 1. Baez wheels into the 1-1. Low. 2-1. Acosta 1-for-2 today. The pitch. That's low, and it's 3-1. Two of these players were actually played by the same actor in different movies.
One that I've already named, or two unnamed?
Two unnamed. Okay. Yeah. The offering is just low, 4, so Acosta works a walk. One out base runner for the Riders, and here's Cody Freeman. 2-0 Frisco, bottom 6. I mean, who's the one you think of when you think of baseball movies? Who's the actor you think of? There's one who's been in about 7 baseball movies.
Dennis Quaid?
Dennis Quaid is a good
That's
one.
That's right.
There's another one, though. First offering, and Freeman takes it in the dirt, 1-0.
Crash Davis on this list?
Crash Davis, okay. Yes. And that same actor, Kevin Costner,
yeah,
played another character on this list.
I'm trying to think of what other characters. How many are we missing now?
3.
3.
1-0. Swing and a miss. Changeup down and in, 1-1. Two of the three are other characters in movies that you've already named a character from.
Okay.
Looking for top 10 fictional baseball players, according to this list for Bleacher Report for our trivia today. 1-1. Outside. 2-1. One of them is a Kevin Costner character.
I'm trying to think. There's likely a blatantly obvious one.
Throw over to first, not in time. Acosta takes off, swinging a line drive, looped into center field, base hit. Acosta speeds around second, he's into third, And he turns but stops. Runners on the corners for the Rough Riders with one down. Perfectly executed hit and run for Frisco. And here comes the home run hitter, Abimelech Ortiz, whose two-run shot has provided all the offense in the run column for both teams today. That was back in the fourth. Fastball at the bottom of the zone, and Freeman hitting it right back up the middle into center. Perfect base running as well by Acosta, speeding it over to third base. In this baseball movie that Kevin Costner is in, he plays for the Detroit Tigers. And time called, Luke Montz out of the dugout, and he's going to point down to the bullpen. So Henry Baez done after 5 1/3 innings tonight, and he exits with runners on the corners. And a new pitcher coming into this game, it's Bradley Rodriguez, who will head in and take the mound here at Riders Field. 2-0 Frisco looking to add on with runners on the corners and one down in the sixth on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bradley Rodriguez takes over on the mound for the Missions. Abimelech Ortiz due up. Runners on the corners, one down. Bottom of the sixth inning, Frisco leading 2-0. Ortiz a two-run homer in the fourth. Rodriguez, the right-hander, he kicks in. A swing and a miss and a first-pitch changeup diving away from the left-handed bat. It's 0-1. We saw Bradley Rodriguez earlier in this series, back in Game 3. He threw 1 2/3 scoreless innings. He lets it go. Swing and a miss. Another changeup below the zone, and it's 0-2. He did face Ortiz and struck him out on four pitches in that game. Continuing trivia as well, looking for the top 10 fictional baseball players in movies. Luke has gotten 7 of the 10. Does
Willie Mays Hayes make the list?
Ooh, he does not. 0-2 is down and in, and it's 1-2. And the runners take off. Freeman in a double steal. Now the throw home, and Acosta slides in safely. He missed the base, and Zabala never laid the tag down. He just snuck his left hand in there. Oh, goodness. The throw was high to the plate, and Acosta slid past the base and missed it. And Zabala just never bothered laying the tag down, but if he would have just tagged him, he would have been out. Well, Acosta had to crawl back and touch the plate, and the Riders add on. It's now 3-0. A double steal for Frisco, and they steal a run. Here's the stretch of the pitch. There's a drive down the right field line, hooking into the corner, and it lands in fair. Freeman around to score. Ortiz up to second with an RBI double. It's 4-0 Frisco. What a sequence for the Rough Riders. A 99-mile-an-hour fastball on the inside corner, and Ortiz drilled it at 113 miles an hour off the bat down the right field line. It one-hopped off the fence, and it turns into an RBI double. Frisco now leads 4-0. And here's Cooper Johnson. Rodriguez fires in. There's a breaking ball that bends to the top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. His last three are hard. Do you want me to tell you?
I have a couple guesses. The guy from Summer Catch.
0-1 is a swing and a miss and a change, and it's 0-2.
I can't think of his name.
Not on the list.
Not on the list?
Yeah.
How about... Does Steve Nebraska make the cut?
He does not. Time call. It was by the catcher Zabala. Still just one out in this inning. Ortiz at second. The offering home. Swing and a miss. Nasty slider away. Johnson down on three pitches. Two outs.
All right, give it to me.
All right, number four, Jake Taylor from Major League.
Okay.
The catcher.
Okay.
Number nine was Billy Chappell from For the Love of the Game.
Oh, I didn't even think of For the Love of the Game.
And then number 10, Ham Porter from The Sandlot.
Okay. Okay. That one surprises me a little bit. That...
Huh. I like Ham Porter.
I do too.
First pitch to Caber. Is fouled back 0-1. So that list one more time, the top 10 fictional baseball players. Roy Hobbs from The Natural, Rick the Wild Thing Vaughn from Major League, Crash Davis from Bull Durham, Jake Taylor from Major League, Benny the Jet Rodriguez from The Sandlot. Here's the stretch and the 0-1 pitch to Rodriguez. He swings and misses on a change down and in. It's 0-2. Pedro Serrano from Major League, Nuke LaLouche from Bull Durham, Moonlight Graham from Field of Dreams, Billy Chappell from For Love of the Game, Ham Porter from The Sandlot. Hey, Gina Davis's character from A League of Their Own got robbed on this list.
Yeah, I'm with you.
0-2. That's low and outside, 1-2. Rodriguez fires. A swing and a foul by Rodriguez back behind home, and it's 1-2. Another matchup of Rodriguez versus Rodriguez. We saw this a few nights ago. Wouldn't you know it, Rodriguez won the matchup. It was Bradley Rodriguez, though. Caber grounded out to shortstop for the Rough Riders. Caber is 0-for-2 today. Quick chat for Zabala going up and onto the hill. Talk with his right-hander. 4-0 Frisco in this last of the sixth.
Nobody from Field of Dreams on that list either.
Moonlight Graham.
Oh, Moonlight Graham from the... Okay, there you go. I forgot that that's where it started.
He was number 8. 1-2 is a chopper out to short. Ditter's got it at the chest. A sidearm sling onto first in time, and the inning is over. Rough Riders get two runs, though. It comes on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Top seven next. Luke on the play-by-play next. Rough Riders lead 4-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's Power Shift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the seventh, and Cole Drake has done his home debut. You couldn't ask for much better. Six innings, one hit, no earned runs, only one walk and six strikeouts. The left-hander was clicking on all cylinders here tonight, and he gives way to Dane Acker on the hill, making his second career relief appearance. Acker was good in his first relief outing earlier this week. And the right-hander goes to work against Sanabria, who's reached both times tonight. And he shoots one high in the air out towards left field. Hatcher back on the track, and he's there to make the play. Dane Acker attacking the strike zone early, and he picks up a quick out of Romeo Sanabria, who is sent back to the dugout for the first time tonight. Acker, the right-hander, made most of his time this year has been as a starter. He's making his 20th appearance tonight, which is just his second relief outing as he misses upstairs to Castagno. Acker overall on the year across 19 outings, 18 starts, 4-4 with a 3.24 ERA. 25-year-old, he kicks and fires and misses a bit outside. Acker with 90 strikeouts through 86 innings of work this year. And if there's been any complaint, it's just been the pitch count and the ability to work deep in games. 2-0 is cut on and missed. 95 with a fastball from Acker. It's two balls and a strike on the right-handed hitting Castagno. Who's 0-2 today with a strikeout and a flyout to center field. Castagno at the dish. And Cole Cummings on deck. The 2-1. Fouled back to the screen. Acker again with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball right on that outside edge. Good location for Acker to live. And he's even things at 2-2. Right-hander over his tan glove. And he kicks and fires. And Castagnon just caught a piece of the breaking ball. For Acker, his first relief outing came back on the 21st earlier this week, pitching on 4 days of rest. He went two innings of scoreless baseball with four hits allowed. Righty kicks and fires to 2-2. Got him looking. Throws him with a breaking ball, and Dane Acker has his first strikeout. Marcus Castagnon is down on strikes for the second time in three trips. And Dane Acker, with seven pitches, has picked up two outs here in the top of the seventh. The right-hander goes to work against the left-handed hitting Cummings, and he watches a called strike at the top of the zone. Acker ahead 0-1 after the first pitch curveball. Working from the windup, he kicks and fires and missed inside and just narrowly missed Cummings with a 95-mile-an-hour heater. And we're even at a ball and a strike. Cummings was one of two players for San Antonio not to walk or be hit by a pitch last night, and he hits one hard towards second. It's Rodriguez, the second baseman,
in and out of his mitt, or rather Acosta, and we'll see how they score it. Not an easy play for Acosta at second base. Going up the middle, and it had it pop in and out of his glove on a backhand attempt. We'll see how they put it down, but I'd say it's a base hit for Cole Cummings. And it is. Here's Robert Perez Jr. from the right side with two gone and a runner at first. Breaking ball is in there, called a strike. 0-1 on Perez. He was 0-2 tonight with two strikeouts, the first of which was looking, and he went down swinging to lead off the fifth against Cole Drake. Acoretti's, and his 0-1 is lined in the center field, sinking on Osuna, and it's down a base hit. So back-to-back have reached with two outs. Pair of singles for Cummings and Perez Jr. And San Antonio in business here. That's been a bit of an issue for Acker as well over the course of the year, at least as a starter, was getting the final out of innings. Saw a lot of deep counts, tons of 3-2 pitches, and a lot of foul balls. Just couldn't quite pick up the strikeouts when he was ahead in the count. And then allowing innings to run a bit longer pushed his pitch count up, but he's attacked the zone here. First offering to Joshua Mears is called a strike. There's the curveball again from Acker. Two aboard, the Rough Riders leading 4-0. They've scored twice in the fourth and in the sixth, two runs in each of those frames. And the offering home is taken just off the plate, and Mears evens it at 1-1. Mears struck out twice against the left-hander Drake. He has three hits in the series, two of which have been home runs. He's homered in back-to-back games. Made his double-A debut of the year earlier in this series as he chops one foul off the Rough Riders dugout. And Acker in the driver's seat, a ball and two strikes. Lucas Dunn standing on deck. So Joshua Mears extend the frame. Right-hander ready, set at the belt. He looks to second, a deep breath, and he's ready to go. The 1-2, taken, and it just missed upstairs. Fastball at 94, and we're even at two balls and two strikes. Cummings stands at second base. Behind him, Perez Jr. at first. Each have singled against Acker with two outs. Right-hander Reddy's high leg kick in the offering, and a check swing from Mears. He was able to hold up. A breaking ball that missed down and away to the righty. And the count has run full. It was a quick start to the inning for Dane Acker, but back-to-back hits and now a 3-2 count. He'll have to throw pitch number 18 to Mears. He kicks and fires. Runners go, and it misses outside. Ball four. So three consecutive have reached to load the bases with two outs for San Antonio. And Lucas Dunn will step in representing the tying run. Riders lead it 4-0 in the top of the seventh. Dunn does not have a homer at the AA level this year. He's 1-for-9 in the series, and that one hit was a triple. Acker kicks and fires. A called strike at the top of the zone. Nothing in one on the right-handed hitting third baseman. The 0-1. Just outside with a fastball. Acker, 25 years old. Originally from Brenham, Texas. Was acquired by the Rangers organization via a trade with Oakland back in 2021. The 1-1. Breaking ball tagged in the air back this way, and Cooper Johnson at the screen will watch it drop into the seats. But Acker has himself another two-strike count. He leads a ball and two strikes on Lucas Dunn. Dunn has lined out to Josh Hatcher in left and flown out So Abimelech Ortiz in right tonight. He has struck out three times in this series. The 1-2. Line drive, right side, sinking on Ortiz. He's charging, he reaches out, and he can't make the grab. One run in, it's an RBI single for Lucas Dunn. A great effort by Ortiz, but he just narrowly couldn't get there. And San Antonio is on the board. Cole Cummings in from third, Robert Perez Jr. in from second, and San Antonio has cut the Riders' lead in half. It's 4-2 Frisco. And here comes John Goble, the Rough Riders' pitching coach, out of that third base dugout. Joshua Mears went first to third on the base hit. Well, it looked like it was destined to find the grass, and Abimelech Ortiz made it close. But with two outs, runners moving on contact, it allowed two to score. Mears to go all the way to third from first. Lucas Dunn drives in his first two of this series. Rough Riders infield on the hill with Dane Acker as well as John Goble. We have seen some really good baseball, some great games over this two-week homestand for the Riders. They were on the wrong side of things, losing to the Springfield Cardinals last week, 5-1. With a win tonight, they would win the series against San Antonio. Acker readies, lefty Villar at the dish, and he chases the first pitch and fouls it back out of play. Nothing in one on the second baseman. And as we've mentioned for Villar, we've seen him behind the plate in this series. He went to the University of Miami, and while there was a middle infield, 0-1. Wave and a miss, and Acker hops ahead. 0-2 on a good-looking breaking ball at the bottom of the zone. But Villar has made the transition to being a catcher. But still, every once in a while, we'll be seeing up the middle. He's in second here tonight. The 0-2 from Acker, fouled back out of play. And Villar stays alive. Acker with a fastball towards the top of the strike zone. Runners at the corners. Two runs already home against the righty here in the seventh. Acker trying to stop the bleeding. Set at the belt, he kicks. The 0-2 is down and in for ball one. Lucas Dunn delivered the big hit of the frame with a two-run single. He stands at first. Opposite him at third base is Joshua Mears, who worked a walk. Four straight have reached against Acker after he picked up the first two outs of this frame. A flyout and a strikeout. 1-2 on its way. Breaking ball. Called strike three. Got him looking. Villar down on strikes. And the inning is over. But San Antonio does strike for two runs. It comes on three hits. No errors, and they leave two stranded. We turn the page, bottom of the seventh next. The Rough Riders leading the missions 4-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Luis Mieses leads off the bottom of the seventh for the Riders. Mieses 0-2 tonight, and the right-hander kicks home. Branchley Rodriguez back on the hill. And he misses downstairs with his first offering. Riders still leading 4-2 after a two-run top of the seventh. And Rodriguez kicks and fires. There's a broken bat roller to first. And Sanabria has it. He'll take it to the bag himself. One away. Miesi's 0-3. And Tucker Mitchell will try to get something going before Alejandro Osuna steps in at the top of the car. Mitchell had some tough luck in his last trip to the plate. He grounded back to Henry Baez on a check swing on a pitch that nearly hit him. The offering home, and it misses outside from Rodriguez. A righty set. He peers in. Lifts and delivers. There's a called strike. A fastball at 98 on the outer edge. Even at a ball and a strike. Mitchell still in search of his first hit in this series. He's 0-7. The 1-1. Tagged in the air and a shallow, or rather staying on the infield. Sanabria looking up at it in foul territory. And he's there to make the grab. So Mitchell becomes the second out of the bottom of the seventh. Henry Baez lasted 5 1/3. He gave up 4 runs on 4 hits. One of those a homer by Abimelech Ortiz. He walked 2 and struck out 3. Branchley Rodriguez trying to keep this a 4-2 game. Right-hander kicks and fires to Osuna, and he misses downstairs with a fastball. Osuna 0-3 here tonight. Righty kicks and fires and catches the top of the zone. Even at a ball and a strike. Osuna batting from the left side. He's grounded out, flown out, and struck out tonight. The 1-1. Hit high in the air, shallow into left field. Cummings looking up at it. Drifting towards the line, and he's camped there to make the play. So the Riders go down quietly as part of a 1-2-3 frame for Branchley Rodriguez. We go to the top of the eighth with Frisco leading San Antonio 4-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Dane Acker is back on the hill for the Rough Riders. He allowed two runs in the top of the seventh inning. Now here in the top of the eighth, trying to make it a bit cleaner. It was a strong start for Acker as he kicks and fires to Ray Patrick Ditter and misses upstairs. But then four consecutive reached, three hits, and a walk, with the big one being the two-run single by Lucas Dunn. The 1-0 lines a bit high, and it's two balls and no strikes. Fourth trip through the order for San Antonio tonight. It's the leadoff man, Ditter, who is 0-for-3. Two flyouts and a strikeout. The 2-0. Called a strike right at the top of the zone. Fit a fastball in there, and it's 2-1. Ditter came into tonight hitting just 178 here this year. The pitch home is tagged in the air out towards right center field. Ortiz and Osuna converge, and it's Abimelech Ortiz who glides underneath it to make the play. Ray Patrick Ditter becomes the first out of the eighth inning. That brings up Juan Zabala. The catcher is 0-for-3 tonight. He has put the ball in play all three times, but he's flown out, fouled out, and popped out. Right-hander kicks and fires, and the first pitch again missing upstairs. 93 with a fastball. Ball and no strikes on Zabala. Zabala playing in his third game of this series. He's been held to just one hit across 10 trips to the plate. Acker kicks and fires and misses outside this time. Two balls and no strikes on the right-handed hitting catcher. Romeo Sanabria standing on deck. A 2-0 on its way, and there's a fastball over the heart of the plate. They get a 2-1 advantage for Zabala. Anchor peers in, he has his sign, and rocks and fires the 2-1. Missed upstairs. 3-1 advantage for Zabala. It's two runs on four hits and no errors for San Antonio. Four runs on five hits and no errors for Frisco. 3-1 offering on the way, and there's a foul ball back to the screen. Three balls and two strikes. Zabala, the last to face Acker for the first time, as seven came to the plate in that two-run seventh for San Antonio. It started with a flyout by Sanabria, who stands on deck. Payoff pitch on the way, and a foul ball. Pitch high and tight on Zabala. He started the swing, and it just caught the knob of his bat and shot foul towards the on-deck circle on the first base side. Acker ready to go. Another 3-2 offering on the way. Breaking ball. Got him looking. And Zabala can't believe it. Curve ball on the outside corner. And another strikeout for Dane Acker. He's up to 3 now. So the first two out in the top of the eighth. Here's Romeo Sanabria. And the offering home, he takes beneath the zone. There's that curveball. Sanabria singled in the first, walked in the fourth, and the first time he was retired was against Acker to lead off the seventh. He flew out to left. The 1-0 fits on the outer edge, even at a ball and a strike. Well, Sanabria can straight up hit. It's a bit about defense, where he's going to play defensively at the next level. The 1-1 skips in, gloved by Cooper Johnson, and it's a 2-1 advantage for the first baseman. He came in tonight hitting 404 at the AA level. He one of the newer faces for San Antonio. At an OPS of nearly 1,000. He kicks and fires. There's a wave and a miss. Good-looking changeup beneath the zone, and Acker got Sanabria to chase. And we're even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Acker trying to make it a 1-2-3 inning. After picking up the first 2 outs in the 7th and then allowing 4 straight to reach. And manufactured a pair of runs for the Missions. 2-2 on its way. Check swing, and they appeal down. And he did not offer. So another full count, 3-2, as Acker trying to get through 2 innings is ready to throw pitch number 44. Payoff pitch on the way. Swinging a tapper up the middle. It's the shortstop Rodriguez who has it on the second base side and fires on in time to chop down Sanabria. It's a 1-2-3 frame for Dane Acker. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the 8th. Rough Riders looking to tack on some insurance, leading 4-2 over the Missions here on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase 2 tickets for the game, get 2 Dallas Stars preseason tickets, and 2 co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Ryan Auk, the left-hander, is out of the pen, and he goes after Josh Hatcher, who squares to bunt, pulls back and watches a called strike. Hatcher 1-for-3 tonight. He singled his first trip up, but is 0-for-2 since. Auk kicks and fires. The 0-1 bounces in for ball one. This is the second time here in the series that the Riders have seen the lefty. Hatcher, the left-handed hitter, in a lefty-lefty matchup, awaits, and he fouls one off. It looked like that just caught a piece of Juan Zabala behind the plate. Auk hops ahead 1-2. The lefty is 26 years old, originally from Robbinsdale, Minnesota. 2021 selection by the Padres as Hatcher fouls one off to the left side and stays alive at 1-2. Auk boasts a 3.88 ERA and a 2-3 record. Tonight marks his 32nd appearance of the year. Kicks home and misses outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Josh Hatcher. It's Hatcher, Acosta, and Freeman, the 3-2 up. Here in the bottom of the 8th, the Rough Riders looking to push their lead and into the top of the 9th. A 2-2, wave and a miss, and Hatcher's down on strikes. 4th strike out of the series for Hatcher. And Maximo Acosta will dig in. Acosta has reached in two out of his three trips to the dish tonight. He's 1-for-2. He walked and scored a run in the sixth. He watches a called strike at the bottom of the zone. Acosta was involved in that double steal by the Riders. He was the one that swiped home, offering home, and that one misses beneath the zone. Even had a ball and a strike. A long time Acosta's been retired today. It was on a hard hit ground out to third base. Lefty kicks and fires and misses well outside of the right-handed hitting second baseman. Lefty, a high leg kick in the offering home, and he just narrowly misses the outside corner at the top of the zone. And Acosta in the driver's seat. Three and one. Pitch on its way, and that misses down and in. And Max Acosta has worked a walk for the second time tonight. For the Rough Riders in this series, that's the first time they've had a man aboard against the left-hander. A couple of nights ago, Ryan Auk went an inning and two-thirds. Didn't allow a base runner, and he struck out four. He earned the save. That was on Tuesday. Cody Freeman in from the right side. The Bimelec Ortiz, who has been a big part of the Rough Riders' offense today, he's driven in three. Cody Freeman awaits the initial offering, and there's a called strike at the bottom of the zone. There's the changeup from Auk. Acosta has his lead at first, and the lefty kicks home. There's a bouncing ball up the middle. Ditter has it on a dive, but he couldn't get to his feet with a baseball. And Cody Freeman aboard at first. Max Acosta up to second base. It was a valiant effort on a ball hit up the middle at 96 miles an hour. And Ditter went sliding to knock it down. And he got a glove on it, but it just escaped his grasp as he was trying to flip to second base. And Cody Freeman awarded a single. And it's first and second for Abimelech Ortiz. And the offering home lines outside, and Ortiz has had himself quite a day. A double and a homer. He has three RBIs, also scored a run. And it misses outside. Two balls and no strikes. We've talked about Ortiz against lefties this year. It's been a point of weakness, but as of late, he's been a little bit better. And a large part of that has been the patience at the plate we've talked about. Not chasing anything borderline. And when he gets ahead, you know they have to come to you. The 2-0. Misses downstairs. May get three balls and no strikes. And Auk at risk of walking the bases loaded. Cooper Johnson stands on deck. The 3-0. That one fits on the outer edge, called a strike. And Abimelech Ortiz will have the green light. Auk working from the stretch. The lefty kicks and fires. And there's a called strike down the heart of the plate. And the count runs full. Max Acosta at second base. Cody Freeman behind him at first with one away. And the Riders leading 4-2 here in the eighth. Lefty kicks, home runners go, and this one flared out to shallow left field. Cummings charging in, and he's not going to get there. Now Acosta breaks for third, and everybody's safe. It was a long run for Cole Cummings in left field. And it just dropped in front of him. What a tough base running play for the Rough Riders as Acosta had to freeze. He was bouncing back and forth, and when the ball hit the ground, his weight was leaning on his right side, taking him back to second base, but he was able to scurry to the bag in time. So the base is loaded for Cooper Johnson, who does have a grand slam this year. Lefty kicks and fires, and Johnson shoots one foul off to the right side. And if you're the Rough Riders, this is your perfect scenario. Cooper Johnson, who has hit in 9 consecutive games, does not have a hit tonight. He has reached with a walk. The bases are loaded in a 2-run ball game, and he has destroyed lefties. The 0-1 misses beneath the zone, even at a ball and a strike. Johnson trying to give the Rough Riders some cushion headed to the ninth. Also trying to extend that hitting streak to 10 games. Time called. And Zabala, the catcher, will trot out to talk something over with Ott. Bradley Rodriguez, who came on in relief of Henry Baez in the sixth, lasted an inning and 2/3, giving up just 1 hit and struck out 1. All 4 runs for the Rough Riders tonight have been charged to Henry Baez. Now Ryan Ock trying to make it a scoreless frame. The 1-1 just misses downstairs, and Johnson has the advantage at 2 balls and a strike. Johnson has homered twice in this series. Lefty kicks and fires, 2-1 on its way, and taken, called a strike, and Cooper Johnson seemingly knew it. I could see him grimace and rock his head back after the called strike. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson back in the batter's box. Hawk on the hill. The lefty closed off. He kicks and fires, and that one shot down the right field line, twisting into the bullpen. Foul ball. The right approach from Cooper Johnson. Shoots something the other way. Infield, or at least Sanabria at first base, in. Left side playing relatively straight up. As there's a foul ball back off the screen. What remains, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper Johnson battling with the left-hander. Hawk has his sign, and he's ready to throw pitch number 7 of the battle. 2-2 is fouled back out of play, and Johnson again spoils the 2-2 offering. Two balls and 2 strikes. The base is loaded. Riders leading 4-2. Lefty kicks. The 2-2 is shot down the right field line, and again a foul ball. This time over that bullpen that the Missions have called their home this week. So it stays 2-2. 3 straight foul balls. The 2-2 fouled off, out of play, and Cooper Johnson gaining confidence as this at-bat prolongs. Now 8 pitches in, and we stay at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bases loaded. The 2-2 taken, and it just missed at the bottom of the zone. Onk thought he had strike 3. And it was a borderline offering. Oh, now 3-2. 1 away and the base is packed. Cooper Johnson awaits the payoff pitch, and it shot foul out of play. Eleven pitches in now. What a battle for Cooper Johnson. The lefty kicks, another 3-2, and he works a walk. What a plate appearance from Cooper Johnson. He works a bases loaded walk on the 12th pitch he sees and extends the Riders' lead. It's 5-2 Frisco. out of the dugout comes Luke Mons, the manager. He'll point down to the pen, so that'll be it for Ryan Auk. He'll exit with the bases loaded and one away. Caber Rodriguez at the plate. Riders leading 5-2 when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión for three games this season. The Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 28th, August 17th, and September 6th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Well, the Missions reach deeper back into their bullpen. It's Daniel Camarena, the left-hander, on to face Caber Rodriguez. Rodriguez tonight is 0 for 3. He's grounded out three times, including a 5-4-3 double play. Would love to put something in the air here. Bases loaded, Riders leading 5-2, and Camarena's first offering is hit in the air out to shallow left field, sinking on Cummings. He's ranging in, and it won't be caught. One run in. Here comes Freeman to the plate. And the Riders have added on. Cody Freeman scores from third. Abimelech Ortiz up 90 feet, as is Cooper Johnson. It's an RBI-based knock for Caber Rodriguez. His fourth RBI of the series, his first hit tonight. And the Riders now lead 6-2. Here's Luis Mieses. The offering from Camarena, chopped on the ground, a foul ball up the first baseline. Mieses in search of his first hit tonight. What a start to the career with the Rough Riders it's been. Joining the Rough Riders during that two-week road trip. Mieses 0 for 3 tonight with a strikeout, but he entered tonight hitting .315 for the Riders this year with three homers, the 0-1. Tapped foul out of play. Nothing in two. Lefty on lefty with Camarena out ahead of Mieses, 0-2. Tucker Mitchell standing on deck. The 0-2 from Camarena is hit high in the air and foul ground on the right side. And it'll work its way into the seats. Mieses stays alive. Bases still loaded for the Rough Riders with one away. They've picked up two runs here in the bottom of the eighth to push their lead to 6-2. Mieses trying to keep things moving. The 0-2 offering. Swing and a miss. Mieses down on strikes. Camarena picks up the second out of the eighth inning. Ryan Auk, who picked up just one out, he gave up two hits, two walks, and that one out came on a strikeout. He's now been charged with two earned runs, and he's responsible for Ortiz at third and Johnson at second. Here's Tucker Mitchell. And the first pitch, a big swing and a miss. Mitchell in search of hit number one of the series, and what better time to do it than with the bases loaded. Lefty kicks and fires, and Mitchell watches a called strike, a changeup at the bottom of the zone. Nothing in two on Tucker Mitchell. Lefty kicks and fires. The 0-2 is tapped foul. That one just caught Cibola and banged his right hand in the dirt. Couldn't tell if it was out of frustration, thinking he should have made a play there because that's a difficult play, or if he was just pounding out the pain. Oh, it stays 0-2 on the right-handed hitting first baseman Tucker Mitchell. Camarena kicks and fires, check swing, and they appeal down, where Trevor Matthews says he was able to stop his swing. Ball and two strikes. Rough Riders leading 6-2 here in the bottom of the eighth, looking to win the series and snap a two-series losing streak. Lefty kicks the 1-2. Hit high in the air out towards left, but playable for Cummings. He ranges into the alleyway, and off to his left is there to make the grab. So the inning comes to a close, but the Riders add on two runs of insurance. It comes on three hits, no errors, and they leave the bases loaded. We go to the top of the ninth with the Rough Riders out in front 6-2 on the missions. It's Zach Bigley on the mic when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's a whole new type of ball game on September 6th at Riders Field for Dia de los Quesos, when the Rough Riders will transform into their alternate identity, Quesos de Frisco. As part of MLB's Copa de la Diversión program, the Riders will play as Quesos de Frisco for a third and final time on September 6th, presented by Baylor Scott & White Health. First pitch at 7:05, come on early for music, dancing, and more. See you on September 6th against the Wichita Wind Surge for Dia de los Quesos in Frisco. Get your tickets at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Skylar Hales comes out in a non-save situation for the Rough Riders in the top of the ninth inning, with Frisco adding on a pair of runs in the bottom of the eighth. They now lead it 6-2. Marcos Castagnon, Cole Cummings, Robert Perez, middle third of the order, due up for the missions against Hales. Every inning that has had a run has had a pair of runs in this series finale. Two runs in the fourth for the Riders, two in the sixth. San Antonio with two in the seventh, and the Riders with two more in the eighth. That's 6-2 Frisco. A win, and they win the series. O'Hale's the third pitcher used tonight by Frisco. Right-hander against the right-handed batting Castagnon. First pitch. Up and in, 1-0. Skylar Hales replaces Dane Acker on the mound for the Rough Riders. He goes two innings in his relief effort, allowing a pair of runs on three hits. Hales brings in the 1-0. There's a high skyscraping pop-up on the infield. Acosta speeding in, calls everyone up, and he makes the catch just behind the mound. One away. Cole Cummings bats now. Cummings 1-for-3. The Rough Riders lost game one, won the next three games of this series, lost last night, and now trying to take the finale. First pitch, up and away, one ball and no strikes. So Acker, two runs on three hits. He struck out three and walked one. Cole Drake was phenomenal in his start today. 1-0. Swing and a miss. High fastball at 95, 1-1. Drake, six shutout, one hit innings. In his start, he struck out six. One ball and one strike. Right-hander readies and fires home. Swing and a miss and a high slider. 1-2. Six runs on eight hits and no errors for the Rough Riders. Two runs on four hits and no errors tonight for San Antonio. Hales readies and the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Elevated with the high fastball. 96 miles an hour. The first strikeout for Hales. Two away here in the top of the ninth inning. Well, the Missions are down to their final out. Frisco trying to finish 20-4 against San Antonio this season. It would be their best individual record against a single opponent in franchise history. And the first pitch. There's a strike poured over with a slider on the inside corner. It's 0-1. Riders will take on Northwest Arkansas, the Royals affiliate, next week on the road. 0-1 pitch. There's a fly ball hammered to center field. Osuna back on a dead run. He's at the warning track. It's over. His head kicks up against the fence. Perez up to second base. He stops right there. It's a two-out double. That ball pulverized to center field, 106 miles an hour off the bat. Two down. And Joshua Mears the batter. A lot of work to do still for San Antonio. Osuna just couldn't quite catch up to it in center. And now Hales deals with Mears in the pitch. A swing and a miss. Slider elevated. It's 0-1. Well, the Rough Riders leading 6-2 in the top of the ninth inning. One, just off the plate away. Ball and a strike now to Mears, who walked back in the seventh. 0-2 with a couple strikeouts. Hales has his sign ready with a belt high set. And the right-hander's 1-1. There's a line shot down the left field line. Hatcher chasing after it. It's down and into the corner. Perez around 30 comes across to score. Mears up to second with an RBI double, and San Antonio pulls to within three. An RBI double by Joshua Mears on a hanging slider on the outside edge. And now Lucas Dunn stands in. The ball kicking up against the fence. Boy, when Mears hits him, he hits him hard. Done, the right-handed batter now against Hales. Good news is it's not a save situation, so plenty of leash to work with here. First pitch. Dunn takes a fastball on the outside edge of strike, and it's 0-1. Two-run single for Dunn back in the seventh. Hales peering in. He's got his sign from Johnson. The right-hander's 0-1. Swinging a chopper out to second base. Acosta's got it on a couple hops. He fires to first, and the ball game is over. Riders win it. Frisco takes the series over San Antonio. They go 20-4 against the Padres affiliate this season. What a dominating performance by the Rough Riders this year against the Missions, and they win this series 4-2. Riders win it. Final score is 6-3 tonight to finish off the homestand here in Frisco. We'll be right back with the postgame coverage after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for postgame fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back high at Top Riders Field, Luke Mailey with you here on the post-game show. The Rough Riders winners in the series finale. They take the series 4-2 against the San Antonio Missions. And as Zach mentioned at the end of the ballgame, 20-4 record for the Rough Riders. In 24 games against the Missions this year, just pure domination of their Texas League South opponent. 6-3, the final score. It's 3 runs on 6 hits, no errors, and 5 left on base for San Antonio. 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors, and 6 stranded aboard the base paths for the Rough Riders. 6-3, the final score. It's Cole Drake who earns his first career Double-A victory, pitching for the first time in front of the Riders fans here at Riders Field. He is 1-1 here at the Double-A level. Henry Baez suffers his first Double-A loss. He drops to 3-1. You look at the offensive performances for the Rough Riders, and Abimelech Ortiz stands out. He went 3-for-4 with a home run, a double. He drove in 3 and scored a run. You look, he got a multi-hit game from Cody Freeman. As the Rough Riders picked up 8 total hits, Freeman picked up 2 of those, going 2-for-3, scoring 3 times. Max Acosta also picked up a hit. He worked 2 walks and scored twice. The Rough Riders get it done, 6-3, the final score. And how good was Cole Drake in his home debut? 6 innings of scoreless, 1-hit baseball. He walked 1 and struck out 6. Dane Acker was tagged for 2 earned runs across 2 innings, and then Skyler Hales picked up a 1-run 9th on back-to-back doubles by Robert Perez and Joshua Mears. Well, the Riders take the series 4-2. They win the final game of this series, Game 6, by a final score of 6-3. Lots of fun ahead. The Rough Riders, 1 homestand left in the regular season. We'll talk about what's coming up next for the Rough Riders when we come back on the Riders post-game show.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up Party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Riders take the series over San Antonio. They win the series finale 6-3. Abimelech Ortiz, 3 RBIs, including a 2-run homer in the win. Cole Drake was excellent. 6 innings of scoreless 1-hit baseball with 6 strikeouts. And the Rough Riders turn their attention towards a 6-game series on the road against the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, the Kansas City Royals AA affiliate. At a 6-game set running from Tuesday through Sunday. You can catch those games here on the Riders Baseball Network. throughout the week with Zach Bigley and I on the call. Should be a lot of fun. And then the Rough Riders come back home for their final homestand of the regular season. They host the Twins-affiliated Wichita Wind Surge, and it's a little bit of a different look as they will play on Monday, September 2nd. It's Labor Day, where the Rough Riders will have Military Appreciation Night presented by USAA. 6.05 p.m. first pitch for that one. And then play through the week, a week highlighted by back-to-school night presented by CoServe on Wednesday, a 7.05 p.m. first pitch. It's Dallas Stars night on Thursday for another 7.05 p.m. first pitch. It's also a Thursday, meaning Thirsty Thursday and Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River one last time here during the regular season. And then on Friday, another 7.05, it's Dia de los Quesos, where the Rough Riders will take the field as the Quesos de Frisco for the final time this year. The Quesos brought to you by Baylor Scott and White Health. It's also a fireworks Friday. On Saturday, it's Dallas Mavs night, where the Rough Riders will take the field in a Dallas Mavs-inspired uniform, and they will run the bases post-game. The kids can, courtesy of our friends at Raising Cane's. And then round out the regular season at home with a 6.05 p.m. first pitch for Fan Appreciation Day, where you can enjoy fun giveaways throughout the game. It's also a Sunday, which means Kids Sunday Fun Day. So arriving early for 30-minute pregame catch in the outfield grass, and also some fun kids themes throughout the evening. And cap it off, the Rough Riders home slate in 2024 with postgame fireworks presented by Globe Life. But the fun doesn't end there on September 8th. The Rough Riders own the best record in all of AA in the first half of the year, punching their ticket and winning the Texas League South. So the Riders will host at least one game on Thursday, September 19th, and an if-necessary game on Thursday, September 20th. And if the Rough Riders are to advance, they will host the initial game of the championship series on Sunday, September 22nd. So make sure to get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Well, the Riders get it done here in this series. They take it 4-2 over the Padres-affiliated San Antonio Missions. They win this one tonight, 6-3, and cap off this 12-game homestand. Next time we see you, it will be on the road on Tuesday against the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. On behalf of my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley saying thanks for spending the week with us. We hope you enjoy the off day tomorrow. The Rough Riders taking Monday off before getting back in action. A 6-game series beginning Tuesday and running through Sunday on the road at Northwest Arkansas against the Royals-affiliated Naturals.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!